It's time to talk once again about Record Store Day, and from Shake It Records in Northside, Jim Blaze is here. How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, we've talked about this before, and Record Store Day, now this, it started out as once a year, and now it's twice a year, isn't it?
This is the seventh sort of annual Record Store Day, and now they've kind of made it a brand like every other thing out there. So now there's like a little mini Record Store Day on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, to kind of tempt people away from the mall and into the independent record stores. And it's worked. But that Black Friday offering is nothing close to Record Store Day.
No.
There's like 400 releases this year for Record Store Day.
And this is a big deal. I mean, this is international anymore.
It is international now, all over Europe, Asia. So we get constantly calls of things that we can never get a hold of that come out in quantities of 500 in Germany or 300 in Japan, and we have no chance of getting those. But it's just the enthusiasm that people have about music and records is thrilling.
Now, let's talk about what stores are included. Best Buy, Walmart, they sell CDs. You can get music from iTunes and Amazon, but those places, they're not included.
Those places don't get to have any fun that day. Hopefully their stores are empty because everyone is at Shake It or all the new stores in Cincinnati that have opened up. There's Black Plastic, Sugar Cube in Covington. They're popping up everywhere. There's just this enthusiasm for vinyl records, and it's just spreading and spreading and spreading.
Now, the stores are doing this. They're smaller stores, independent stores.
Right? All independent stores, right. You can't really be what you would term a big box store. You have to be sort of what you would call like a brick-and-mortar independent store.
You mentioned that a couple of more stores have actually opened up here in the Cincinnati area. But
that's right.
It seems like the larger stores are like dwindling, going away.
I don't think there are too many chain stores left that are just music stores. Like there used to be Sam Goody, and we had a record theater here. We never had a tower here, but Peaches, that's years ago. But all those stores have gone away, and it's either Amazon or all of the independent places that are increasing in number all the time.
Record Store Day is the main draw for this is that there's a whole bunch of releases, you said small quantities that are only available on this particular day.
That's right. Most of them are very limited. There's a chance that come the day after on Sunday or that week after, there might be a smattering of things left. But your best bet is to come to the record store that day and pick up your favorite piece. There's Grateful Dead this year. There's Springsteen, even like jazz, Wes Montgomery, Jaco Pastorius. Who else? Sun Ra, Johnny Cash. It kind of covers all the genres.
I've seen the list of stuff that's coming out, and it seems that the vast majority of it was like 90%, I would say, these releases on vinyl.
Almost all vinyl.
Now, is this a reflection of demand for vinyl suddenly, or is it a way of manufacturing a demand for vinyl?
I think certainly, that's a catch-22. One thing leads to the other. But I would say 5, maybe 10 years ago, the vinyl demand started to increase. It used to be maybe 10% of our business. Now it's 60% of our business. It dwarfs CD sales. So record companies, the Warner Brothers and the Universals, they've kind of been very slow to warm to this. They really have no interest in making big physical records again. They just want you to buy a download. But they see that there's this great day where the demand is through the roof. And so they are capitalist and they want to have a piece of this pie. And so they do.
Another question is, are you actually seeing new customers come in each time? Or is it just the same old faces showing up every year, every record store day, the same people?
I think what happens is that all of our customers, instead of coming in once a week or once every 3 weeks or once every 2 months, now they come all in one day. Plus, we get people to travel. You know, they'll travel from smaller towns that don't have record stores. Like Dayton only has one record store. Some people will come down, or Lexington really just has one. So maybe people will come up, or smaller towns like Hillsboro or the sort of outer towns in our area that they don't have record stores anymore. So we get those people all congregating in one spot.
I read an article recently that talked about the super fans the super hardcore fans mm-hmm. actually propping up the music business. Do you see anything like that?
We don't get to play that game too much, but what's been happening is, as a record store we don't get to, but what's been happening is like labels and particular bands or artists see this demand for very limited special offerings. So Beck, who had just had a new record came out, or St. Vincent, who had just a new record come out, or the Afghan Whigs, who have a record coming out from Cincinnati, they will offer small, limited edition, very specialized titles with a lot of extra fringe benefits with them, whether it's posters or another record with it or a different colored vinyl. And they're appealing to their, you say, their super fans or their really hardcore fans.
Well, let's talk about then some of the releases that are coming out. To me, the big one is the Bruce Springsteen. I mean, this has got everything going for it. It is Bruce Springsteen. That right there
that
is a big deal.
That helps a little bit, right?
And then he's putting out four brand new unheard songs onto, I think it's a 10-inch vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
So that's got to be one of the
10 inches, you know, that makes it a little special. And anytime that any artist of that stature has something that's never been heard before, that's really kind of, in our minds, what Record Store is about. It's like giving somebody something that they've never had a chance to hear before. The Grateful Dead have a live show that's never been released before. A lot of things are coming out that are just sort of on vinyl for the very first time. They came out maybe in the early 90s or through the first part in that decade where vinyl was kind of over before it had its resurgence. Or things that just haven't been around forever. The Everly Brothers, unfortunately Phil Everly passed, but they have a couple offerings. Like I said, Johnny Cash, Grant Parsons from the Flying Burrito Brothers. So there's a lot of interesting things that are coming out.
So we talk about a lot of groups that old guys like us are into. What kind of stuff are the younger people listening to that are on sale?
A lot of newer groups. It almost started with these new groups trying to get their name out. But Bastille has a record out. The Black Angels, Cut Copy of Montreal, the Kings of Leon, they're kind of a bigger new modern rock. Even One Direction, the new boy band or newer boy
band. Oh, yeah, they're huge.
They're
right?
huge, and even they have a record out on Record Store Day. So it's not punk rockers and indie rockers or old folks. It's all genres of music. Katy Perry has one out that day. There's something literally for everyone.
Okay, so the date for Record Store Day this year is?
April the 19th, Saturday, April the 19th.
Okay, and what other stores in town? You mentioned a couple of them. What are the other stores in town that are in on this, too?
Of course, Everybody's will be a part of it. Black Plastic, Phil's Records in Latonia, Sugar Cube in Covington, Moles in Clifton on Calhoun. They'll all be participating.
And let me ask you, is there anything special at Shake It? Any particular single special thing that you guys
we have a record. We've put out a lot of records in the past by the band Wussy, and so we'll have a LP of one of their earlier records out on that day. And then we have a new Cincinnati group called the Tweens, whose record will have just come out the week before, and we're going to have them play kind of, they'll be our like grand finale show-stopping performance at the end of the night. So we're looking forward to that.
Starts at 10 o'clock that day and goes
starts
all day?
Starts at 9.
Oh, 9.
Starts at 9 a.m. We open a little bit early so people can get in and kind of get on with their day.
Okay. That's Record Store Day. We've been talking about that with Jim Blaze from Shake It Records in Northside. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you so much, Frank.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.